And you are listening to FOW Live on the FOW Radio Network. I am Patrick, with me, Danny Danger, and Eric. Mika Villas is, well, on assignment until she's not. Even when she's not on assignment, she sounds like she's on assignment. So, yeah, let's just say she's on assignment forever. Fellas, it is Wednesday night. I almost said Thursday, but you know what? I caught myself, but I'm still going to make fun of myself because it's part of what we do here at FOW Radio. How are you doing this evening?
It is Wednesday night. You are right about that. We are in the heat of the summer in the South, and it is fucking miserable.
I feel like it's the hottest week of the summer so far.
Yeah, 90, no, absolutely.
90s and above.
And it's supposed to be that way for at least another week going. I don't know if we'll survive, but lots of cold showers in the middle of the day, maybe changing your outfit a few times, maybe necessary. I have to wear a work shirt, a button-down work shirt. Thankfully, it's short sleeve, but I'm going to go ahead and inquire if they have tank tops also available.
Oh, nice.
Eric, I don't think they'd enjoy that joke either.
Yeah, I'll see you in the tank top, but hopefully they'll tell you no.
Yeah,
and how are things in the Georgia-Alabama border?
They're doing great. Red Sox just swept the Braves, and that's the only thing that's hot around here is the Red Sox. So we're here for it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, good. Of course, unfortunately, no, we are not on the road to get wild anywhere with anybody's hog, unless you're Eric and you play with your quote-unquote dog, or petting your dog, or whatever it is that Eric likes to call it.
Is he touching us, playing with his hog? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I remember that a couple of weeks ago when he was petting his dog.
I don't know how we got onto that topic again, but
very quickly. That's how we got onto it.
Apparently.
Listen, sometimes you have to bypass foreplay, all right?
You just gotta go with what the good Lord gives you.
The good and the material would be dill pickle popcorn and I'm gonna be honest with you. I appreciate him for that.
It's what
and
kind
also,
of
Eric,
it's what kind of problem?
Appreciate Bagels season, right? So we're skipping second base. We're hitting triples at this time. At this point,
only thing I acknowledge is Tristan Casas home runs, sir. We don't do triples; just Tristan Casas home runs.
All right. Well, I didn't even know triples was a thing. So
that name sounds made up.
It's not. He's the goat. Go ahead. Pickle popcorn.
Dill pickle popcorn?
Dill pickle.
Dill pickle, gotcha. With the chips in your mouth, your D sounded like an ST.
It's okay.
Smacking away.
Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom.
Alright, well, before we get to the Great American Bash.
There was
Road Wild.
Woo!
That's
what he was just saying, and then he started talking about you playing with your hog and skipping foreplay.
I literally said no road wild or hog wild or anything.
And then he started talking about you playing with your hog and no foreplay and triples and then whatever. Some guy being the throat goat or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Just
getting a gawk gawk.
I feel like I asked for this, so if we go off the rails, it's definitely truly my fault.
Yeah, you definitely started it right off the bat.
Yeah, well, you know.
Is Wednesday going to be our actual day now? Because if it is, Big Brother starts next week, so it might be a struggle to get here on time.
Well, I mean, first of all,
it's already a struggle to be here on time because you guys tell me that we're going to start at 10 o'clock and we don't actually start at 10 o'clock.
I have zero control over it.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame myself because I'm the one who's here on time. So that means everybody else.
I just wait for my thing. to send me a message that says you've been invited.
Well, I mean, it just, I mean, it's those, I mean, I don't know the hours. I thought it was 8 o'clock. Is it 9 o'clock on Wednesdays?
It might be 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. I don't remember, but I know that there's 2-hour episodes sometimes. But those are usually on Sundays, aren't they?
I thought the 2-hour episodes were on eviction night.
Might be. I don't fucking remember. It's been a whole year.
And what a glorious year it's been.
It's technically CBS schedule.
Not hearing you guys talk about Big Fucking Brother on the Fans of Wrestling radio show, not the Fans of Big Brother radio show. That's supposed to be a different show on the FOW radio network.
I tried to get that going. It didn't go nowhere.
Did you try that hard?
Not as hard. Some people would prefer.
I'm just ready for my baseball podcast.
Okay, so Wednesdays is from 8 to 9.
Oh, okay.
And then Thursdays is like 9 to 10. So that's So I think we're good with Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, Wednesdays it is. So this past Sunday, MLA, we missed you, Eric, but Danny, you made your illustrious comeback, even though, unfortunately, because of how MLA shows go, you could only handle, half the show.
Roughly half, yeah. And we got there early to do the meet and greet, and then we were there nearly 3 hours before the show actually started, so she was already kind of like, hey, can we time to go home yet? And I'm like, wait, nobody's wrestled yet, baby. We need to watch wrestling. We haven't seen any wrestling yet.
And she's like, yeah, great show. I was like,
she's like, we had lots of fun. We had tacos. We had popcorn. We got to see everybody and give people hugs. Like, what else am I supposed to be doing here?
Hey, I have popcorn.
Yeah. Is it dill pickle flavored?
It is. It's very good. Gotcha.
Apparently
it's $1.99 at Aldi's.
Apparently you're just on a pickle kick, because I feel like you were drinking pickle juice and pickle chips.
I will eat look, I outside of like steak and cheese, which I know are like two completely different food items. Pickles are probably my third favorite food item behind cheese and steak.
So you would like a melted cheese steak with pickles inside?
Absolutely.
Are you like, do you like a variety of cheeses, or are you pretty much just like, you know, American, Swiss, and that's about it?
I hate American cheese. It is so fucking processed and so fucking gross.
Okay, so you're a cheese snob then? Are you like, I have to have certain aged and all this stuff?
No. I'm not that particular. I just hate how plasticky American cheese tastes. It tastes one thing, and it's like a hamburger.
It also depends what kind you get and where you get it. Some of it's good, but yeah, a lot of it's bad. A lot of it's pretty terrible.
Gouda's my favorite cheese if I had to pick.
Okay. Kind of a cheddar guy.
I like cheddar. Cheddar's not bad.
It's pretty versatile to me. You can kind of put it on just about everything.
Mm-hmm. I like the Mexican five cheese.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Their five cheese variety is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what the five cheeses are, but they make a good mixture.
I believe it is cheddar, Monterey Jack,
Kobe,
queso quesadilla cheese.
Now you're just making up names.
I'm not though. Asadero cheese, maybe.
No, there's only four cheeses in the Mexican one, I thought.
Well, that is only four: Monterey Jack, cheddar, Asadero, and queso. quesadilla cheese. Let me Google.
I thought it was Monterey.
Ha! Cheddar. I know my cheeses. I was 100% correct. Let's go.
Go.
Where are we going?
Cheese.
Woo! Cheese factory?
I fucks with cheese, my guy.
Hey, what you do your private time with cheese? It's none of our business.
I'm pretty sure our devoted listeners are very enthused about our cheese conversations. I said, man, you know what these wrestling guys need to talk more about? Cheese.
Really? Do you know what's in the five cheese in the Italian packets?
Mozzarella, obviously.
Parmigiano.
Ricotta in there maybe, or no?
Ricotta is 100% in there. No, ricotta's in there. Probably Asiago.
Okay, that would make sense too. Yeah.
Provolone.
Okay, that would make sense too, yeah.
Maybe some Romano.
Well, we always had five, right?
So mozzarella, I think, Asiago, Parmesan, Romano, and Provolone.
Yeah, so according to Kraft Natural Cheese, yeah, mozzarella, Provolone, Parmesan, Asiago, and Romano. Good job.
Bro, I'm telling you. I know my cheeses. Where'd my dog go?
All right, so cheese content, sweet. There was something American that we were talking about that was not American cheese.
If I remember correctly. No, you were telling us about your experience at the MLA show.
Ah, yes. So I was pleasantly surprised by the renovations that the venue had made. I also greatly noticed the presentation seemed to be very strong, with the DJ and the light show, and all this was quite extraordinary. I definitely liked having the DJ kind of live on the mic, and still having the recorded intros by the announcer, because those are always well done. But then having somebody to be able to say, here's the winner, and kind of, you know, I mean, it got kind of funny where he was kind of antagonizing the wrestlers and kind of cheer, you know, getting the crowd to kind of cheer a certain way during the matches. So I felt that kind of added a cool element to it. It was hilarious that a fan literally brought multiple bags of old tortillas to throw in the ring at Ricardo. I thought that was fucking hilarious. That literally they walked into the venue with plastic bags full of old tortillas, merely with the intent of hurling them at the owner promoter. I thought that was amazing.
Somebody that helped clean it up did not like that, but you know, yeah.
I mean, it was a hilarious moment, once in a lifetime kind of moment. I mean, at least it's not batteries and cups of piss. But I did enjoy that aspect of it. I imagine the night only got wilder, as it typically does. You know, once the bigger names come out and the heat getters come out. But it was a fun experience. It's just, you know,
did you get to the mark pick with Blue Demon Jr.?
Yes, I did. So I went so to Nebulas and Alushi, I went and just got an 8x10 from them. And then yeah, when Blue Demon Jr. came out, ran over and got the mark pick with him, had him sign a couple things for me. So that was definitely really cool. So now, you know, I essentially have mark picks and 8x10s signed by, you know, essentially the Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man Randy Savage kind of you know, Mexican wrestling. The two biggest guys for the last 30, 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very cool for my collection there.
Yeah. Quite a dream. Never thought I'd meet these folks in person.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and be working. I mean, you're working alongside them is very different than, let alone just meeting them. You know, I mean, you're having much more interaction with them than you know, just as a fan would.
Yeah, that was really fun. So one thing you did miss, Danny, is like, so for everybody listening, this is the lady who likes to sit front row. Mary is her name, or Marie, you know, and, you know, she's there with her husband and her 2-3 kids, and she always has a great time. But every single time she tries to, like, jump the barrier, she even has jumped the barrier a couple of times, and
she gets way too interested into it, yeah.
She tried again this time, the show. We stopped her a couple of times. At one point, the crowd turned on us and started chanting her name
to get her fired up to come and get you guys. Go get you guys.
Not as well, the bad guy. So obviously, right? So I'm like,
yeah.
I gave up. I let her in.
Yeah.
I said fine. Security helped her get it over. She got inside the ring. I think she got to hit one of the guys, one of the wrestlers.
Okay. He sold for her and everything. She
really got in the ring. Yeah. I mean,
that's bananas. Yeah.
And then, you know, let her get it out of her system. And
yeah. Well, you think she got it out of her system. Next time she's going to want to get in and start doing moves, not just slap a guy.
I told her, listen,
you give a mouse a cookie, man, they're going to want a glass of milk. Okay.
I love
that's the story. Awesome.
I absolutely
let's hope that, book. That we let her in and let her have her way, and now she can get a fans should not get involved. Okay. So, especially all ladies, front row, it's dangerous. But yeah, no, they get to more like they're always cheering. What can I do? I'm not gonna be the bad guy in this. I'm already getting yelled at for allowing all, you know, all the mischief between, you know, and all the disrespect that the owner has received from the fans, telling me to kick out fans just because they don't like him. I'm like, fine, just get in there. Yeah, so it was quite a thing. A great show though. Blue Demon Jr. Great to see him wrestle.
So he actually wrestled. So see, it was not the way I saw the advertisements online is that he was just there to make an appearance and maybe do a speech. I didn't realize he was going to fucking wrestle.
Yeah, he wrestled. He and Diablo Jr. teamed up against Daga and El Drago.
Oh, King Drago. Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Obviously victorious.
Of course, yeah. They ain't gonna drop, brother. Come on now.
Yeah, so that was fun. But that was last Sunday. This Sunday, things are getting heat up. We're closer to Sturgis, but not at Sturgis. Sorry, Danny. It is gonna be in Cedar Park, Texas, whatever Cedar Park is. All I know, it's in Texas.
To be fair, Texas isn't really that much closer to Sturgis than we are. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Well, is that?
I mean, probably not much.
Let's see. Atlanta to Sturgis.
I mean, if you want to get fucking technical, there's probably like 100, 200 miles. But I'm just saying, it's not that much fucking closer.
22 hours is 1530 miles.
How many miles is that on the back of a motorcycle?
And let's see here. We said Cedar Park, Texas. Cedar Park, Texas. 1,248 miles, 18, almost 19 right. hours. So slightly closer, but not that much.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
It's just
further west. It's not necessarily further north.
Right. So, apparently Cedar Park is in South Texas.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So that would make sense why it's definitely not much closer then.
So, Cedar Park, Texas. This is also geography class, people. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheese and geography. I mean, we are multicultural, multi-topic, multi-international. We were talking Italian cheese, Mexican cheese.
Cedar Park, we're talking about
South Texas.
It's near Austin, Texas, so that's definitely south.
Cool.
Yeah, Cedar Park, Texas is the host of this year's NXT Percent, the Great America. Well, I mean, we do this Tony Khan, so should we do WWE Percent's NXT's the Great American Bash?
You can do it however you want.
All right. It'll be on a Sunday. It's a Sunday special, so this is not like one of those Tuesday we're just gonna name you a gimmick thing. So this is prime time. I mean, sometime on Sunday. Don't know what time. The poster didn't say. If it ain't 5, it's 8. All right. It's one of those. It'll be on the Peacock. If you miss it, you can see it on the afterwatch. What else do you call it when you watch something after it's aired?
A replay.
Replay.
Yeah, that's it. English is not my first language now. Huh. All right. Let's pre-show this thing with Dragon Lee, Nathan Frazier, Yulisa Leon, and Valentina Ferraz versus the Meta 4 in an 8-person mixed tag team match. Noam Dar trying to get one step closer to that Heritage Cup that he lost to Nathan Frazier. So that's the pre-show then. In no particular order. Dirty Dog Down will be defending the North American Championship in a triple threat match against Wes Lee and Mustafa Ali.
Damn, that sucks for Ali and Wes Lee that they have to go up against Dom Dom.
Tiffany Stratton will be defending the NXT Women's Championship in a submission match against Thea Hell. Hell.
It's
an I.
It's Hell.
She's on crack.
Gallus will be defending their tag team titles against the family, Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stacks Lorenzo. Roxanne Perez will be facing off against Blair Davenport in a Weapons Wild match.
They had a brawl in the middle of a grocery store yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like there'll be charges pressed for things like that these days, huh?
Well, the cops were called, but Roxanne ran away. All that she needed to do was,
Latinos in Texas do.
It was pretty comparable to the Booker T Austin, and all she needed to do at the very end was just go price check on a jackass, and it would have pretty much been perfect.
But which role does Roxanne play in that? Being that she's from Texas, like Steve Austin, but she was trained by Booker T.
Oh,
so, see, she's very, very torn on that issue.
Well, Booker's from Texas too, so.
Yeah, but he's the character's from Harlem, New York, brother. Come on, they're Harlem Heat. Mm-hmm. 197th Street or whatever they used to talk about.
That's fair.
Sucker.
But yeah, no, I think Roxanne's like half heel right now, which is weird.
Everybody's kind of half heel in wrestling these days.
That's fair.
That's also very true.
That's very fair.
Vince McMahon has said that the WWE, they're not heels and faces. They're not good guys and bad guys. They're just characters.
He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy. He's just the guy.
A misunderstood guy. Yeah. Ivan Putski trained Booker T. I didn't know that.
Polish hammer himself.
Mm-hmm. What did they call the Polish hammer, I think?
That's what I just said. I just said he was the Polish hammer himself. Oh, you're not listening to me? Come on, man.
I thought you said something else. I thought you said the Hall of Famer himself. I'm also one ear for all those listening to the podcast.
Those gimmicks wearing thin, though, man. Come on, you've used them too much. It's time to change a new character development, dude. You've been using the same gimmick for too long. It ain't over anymore, okay?
I can't grow another ear and then come out with a different shtick. I'm the one-eared man.
I ain't saying you gotta go get some kind of, you know, surgery or something. I'm just saying, get it, you know, focus on a different part of your gimmick.
I mean, Eric's like 10 miles away from marrying a cousin.
Huh?
Because that's what they do in Alabama, and he's like...
He actually lives in Alabama. He's in Phoenix City.
Huh.
Yeah. See how much you pay attention.
And I wonder, see, this is why I felt danger in the area.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I didn't feel safe spending the night. I'm like, let's leave now. Yeah. Where was I? Weapons Wild match. What is a Weapons Wild match?
It's the 2023 version of the Bra and Panties match, okay? They come out just in wearing weapons, and then you have to strip the weapons off your opponent in order to win.
All right. So according to Wikipedia, a Weapons Wild match is a match where various blunt weapons are made available along the padded barriers at ringside. And all are legal. Is that kind of like the gimmick thingy that Sheamus and McIntyre did for SmackDown sometime last year?
Probably. It's just a fucking weapons match is what it is. But they want to give it an interesting name so we can say it's the first ever. The first ever.
Weapons Wild.
Weapons Wild. Which just means that you can use weapons that are at the ringside area.
Hey, that's the closest you get to Road Wild right there.
Mm.
You can get a Road Wild, but you get Weapons Wild.
Can we get Wet and Wild? Can we get... Girls Gone... Is it Girls Gone Wild match? Is that what it is?
That was 30 years ago.
But are these girls going to get wild in a Weapons Wild match?
I don't know. It's the first one ever. We'll have to wait and see.
But they're girl fighting in a wild match, right? Are we pretty confident that they are going to go wild?
We don't know. Like you said, first time ever. You want to find out? Stay tuned. Tune in on Sunday at whatever time it starts.
Two weeks from the Sunday before last.
Yeah. All right. In what should be your main event of the evening, Carmelo Hayes will be defending the NXT Championship against Ilja Dragunov. Which I I think we talked about Hayes probably winning this. Dragunov just being a pass on challenger as he goes on to the main roster.
As he joins Imperium.
Could be doing a lot worse. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
For more fantastic renditions of wrestling themes like that, check out my Spotify and my SoundCloud. Become a Patreon and you can hear the outtakes and hear these songs before anybody else.
You're supposed to be enticing people.
I know. This is enticing and that was good shit, pal. Equals That's ratings. Equals yeah. ratings, brother.
You guys stop reading Eric Bischoff's books. So NXT's doing well in the ratings since Judgment Day has come visited.
Because the world loves Dom Dom.
Yeah, so that's good for them. Oh, did I also forget about Gable Stevenson versus Baron Corbin?
Yeah, I think so.
So apparently Gable was going to announce what he was going to do, whether he was going to stay or leave before he could say anything.
Okay.
Baron came in and made a
challenge. And.
And you're dead. Speaking of ratings, Raw is also doing well in the ratings as well. People may credit Judgment Day for that.
We're going to credit more Adam Pearce. It's all the Scrap Daddy appearances that have been making everything look so good.
It's Dom Dom's world. We're just
the people in. Want Scrap Daddy Adam Pearce.
I mean, but Scrap Daddy's on both shows.
That's true. But
SmackDown did it. Mondays are best one rating.
Mondays are typically an easier day for people to watch television.
Every day is an easy day to watch television when you have no life.
Yeah. It's funny, you know how like people like to I can't remember what it was. Anyway, somebody was listening to something Cody said, and apparently Cody admitted in an interview that he wasn't fully ready to be an executive when AEW began.
That's what he's found through soul searching and those kind of things.
Yeah, while laying the mat in Atlanta after Brock Lesnar beat the crap out of him in front of his mother.
That's what they do, okay? You lose in your hometown, and you definitely get decimated and destroyed in front of your family. I mean, how many times has that happened to WWE, okay? Your family's, like, the days of your family being out there and cheering you on as you win are gone, okay? That was kind of like the late 90s, you know? The Hart family's there. They're going to cheer on Brett winning or something, you know? Like, now, if your family's in attendance, it's pretty much guaranteed that you're going to get the dog shit kicked out of you.
Why can't Owen win?
Do what?
He said Brett. Why does it have to be Brett? Why can't Owen win?
He can. He did at WrestleMania. He beat Brett at WrestleMania 10, brother.
He kicked his leg out of his leg.
Still won.
It's a 2-time Slammy Award winner. And
he is not a nugget.
Yeah.
So you're gonna hate me for this. It's not even the second hour yet. So AEW was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, in case people don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, not to be confused with Philadelphia, you know, Wisconsin.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. That's how it's pronounced, sir.
They were in Philadelphia, home of the ECW Arena.
Is there more than one Philadelphia in this world?
Probably. More than likely, yes.
Chicken tenders now. Anyways, let me not go somewhere I'm not trying to go.
Did they have any cheesecakes? Cheesesteaks.
They did not. But what they did have is a post celebration of ECW.
Okay.
Tony Khan came out. And he brought out Chris Jericho, Taz, Jerry, and Dean Malenko.
Okay, so any of the guys who are currently on the roster who might have worked with the Extreme Championship Wrestling,
yeah, the WCW Cruiserweight Division, and Taz.
Pretty much, yeah. Taz was a main belt champion. He wasn't cruiserweight.
That's what I'm saying. The WCW cruiserweight division and Taz.
Oh yeah.
Let the bridges loose. I mean, that's I thought that Tommy Dreamer was working for Tony Khan.
No. Dream still anyway. At Impact.
I'm surprised. Wasn't Mark Henry champion at one point of WWE ECW?
Yeah, but they're not going to celebrate the WWE ECW.
That's not the one that the
AEW fans want to say. They're not the 2300 ECW. Okay.
Except for CM Punk came out, and he said he figured he'd come out and say hi. Since he was a former ECW champion.
Oh, well, they could have brought out Henry and Christian then.
Yeah, could have brought out Christian too, yeah. The World's Strongest Champion was some pretty intense shit. I loved it.
Wasn't Big Show also champion?
Yeah, I think so. In the early days before, you know, when Vince was making himself champion and wearing a do-rag and stuff.
Yeah.
I think he was probably fucked up enough to make Big Show ECW champion and think it was a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, did I win that? Dope.
Yeah. Well, rip, I love those fans, brother.
Didn't? Yeah. I believe Big Show won the.
He was. I think he beat Sabu or some shit for it.
No, he beat.
Or Van RVD. Damme.
Yeah.
He beat who?
Van Damme.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, when Van Damme was champion. Okay.
Did you know that Big Show is the only person? Wait, what was this? The only wrestler who has won the WCW, the WWF, the WWE, and ECW World Championships?
The only person? Really?
WWE, ECW, WCW, which one?
The WCW World Heavyweight, the WWE Championship, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and then the ECW Championship.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
Well,
yeah, because Hogan never won the ECW, duh. Or
yeah,
the
Van Damme never had WCW
World Heavyweight.
Yeah.
Huh, well, hot damn.
Well,
butter my ass and call me a biscuit.
It's a Big Show facts.
Yeah.
Well, the world's largest athlete.
No BS.
Towering over 7'4" and 500 pounds.
Does he still work in AEW?
Who?
Big Show.
Yeah.
The fuck does he do? Like, I haven't seen him on TV in like 16 years.
He does like a coach kind of thing.
Oh, he's coaching? That's it? That's lame.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing, like, you know, some commentary on the C shows, and then they got rid of the C shows.
Oh, well. Well, damn. Who'd have thought?
I know, right?
Who'd have thunk it? Yeah.
Can't go into the Hall of Fame if you're still in AEW, brother.
Nope. They ain't playing that game, Jack.
Oh, hey, speaking of AEW getting old school WWE guys, did Billy Gunn actually legit retire?
Apparently, he, yeah.
Well, he just took off his...
he took off his boots and left him in the ring.
Yeah.
Because he was sad. He was tired and sad of fighting his sons.
And, like, then he posted on Twitter or Instagram or something, this is what retired life looks like.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it could be story. It could not be, you know. I like the Seinfeld memes where, you know, where Billy Gunn goes up to Road Dogg and Triple H is like, boys, I'm retired. And they go, from what?
Does Ass Man get into the Hall of Fame again without DX?
No.
Probably not. I mean, he might, depending on what his, outlaws,
but
what his standing goes. No. What his standing goes as, you know, over time. You know, does he go on Chris Jericho podcast and talk a bunch of shit about WWE, you know, WWE?
Hell no, because he's not going to talk shit about his friends, especially when they're in management.
That's what I'm saying. Mm.
He's probably going to come back at some point and go work at the PC. Because, I mean, he was a pretty technically sound wrestler. I mean, it's not
like... Yeah, the guy was always solid. He was definitely the workhorse of the Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, Road Dogg was the showman and the seller. You know, he would take the heat. And then Billy Gunn would come in and clean house. Mm-hmm. The hot tag to big, you know, to the badass, baby.
As long as I don't have to hear Scissor Me Daddy Ass ever again.
You will for the rest of time. It has entered into the lexicon of professional wrestling, sir. You will hear about it till the day you die.
I need to hurry up and die then.
So yeah, so AEW had a little reunion of sorts for a celebration for Philadelphia, you know, for ECW, because, you know, obviously being in Philadelphia, that's how you get a pop.
That's what you do, brother.
Yeah.
Looking over the AEW roster to see who else they could have brought out.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody active on the roster currently who was part of the original ECW.
Jericho.
Oh, duh, yeah. He was the first one fucking mentioned.
Was Daniels ever in ECW?
No.
Christopher Daniels? I mean, he was definitely not like a regular guy. He might have been there for a little bit. Yeah, a few shows here and there when they'd kind of come to the region. You know, they needed local talent. Because he's a guy definitely who's pretty much wrestled just about everywhere.
Was Goldust ever in ECW? He wasn't.
I don't believe so.
Nope, because he went straight from WCW.
He went WCW, WWF, WCW, WWF. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Who else do we got? They should have brought Hook out just for shits and giggles.
I was conceived in ECW locker room. Does that help? I mean, no, because they were closed then, but he's that young that he was, you know.
It's crazy that Jim never had a random stint in ECW.
He, you know, I mean, his dad might have met his mom in while he was in ECW still. So he could technically be an ECW baby, but, you know, I mean.
I'm just in the M's, and I feel like I've been scrolling for 45 minutes. Holy fucking shit. How many people are on this roster?
I mean, they got -1 in there. That Commander. Is Commander really... signed?
Yeah.
I know they signed Commander.
Okay, so yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, they didn't bring out Don Callis? Motherfucker was the
They were trying to get a pop. Okay,
that's true. Yeah, bringing Dawn out is not going to get you a pop.
Dr. Luther wrestled 2 matches in ECW. They didn't bring him out.
Oh yeah, Luther's one of those guys who's the perennial journeyman too. He's pretty much been everywhere, doing gigs.
Motherfucking Cyrus the Virus, you ain't gonna bring his ass out. Or man, was the network.
Yeah.
Former commentator, then he was the voice of the network, and he brought Scotty Anton back into ECW, brother.
Yeah, like what the fuck? He was a big part of ECW?
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely a heel, but yet again, you're bringing the quote-unquote people that the fans liked. Nobody likes Don now. You don't want to bring him out for a pop when he's, you know, supposed to be kind of one of the biggest heels in the company. Trash. He's not going to get a pop, even for ECW.
Trash.
It's all about the pop.
It's all about playing to the fans, brother. That's why you do it. I know.
The disrespect for the Jackal is just insane. This man made a group called the Oddities, and we're just, you know.
Well, did he make a group? Ignored. I mean.
And he brought them all together, yes. So, yes.
Yeah, he was the one who brought them to TV, and he was their spokesman and stuff. He also brought, you know, the Truth Commission. He is canonically credited.
He didn't bring the Truth Commission. He was part of the Truth Commission. Eventually, they kicked out the commandant, and he led the group.
Nobody cares about the Truth Commission that much to look up that, except you. So, we're going to keep moving on because Truth Commission was garbage. But
it was.
Canonically.
Hey, excuse me. He gave us.
Canonically.
Gave us Jackal.
Canonically, Don Callis created the Ultimate X match. He was the director of authority character who introduced the match and said it was his brainchild and all this. So, probably in reality, not his idea, but in the lexicon of total nonstop action wrestling, Don Callis created the Ultimate X.
Hey, and if you think about it, Don Callis created the APA.
I don't remember that.
He managed them for like 3 weeks before he got fired.
You don't remember the gotcha. APA?
Yet again, he's been so many places. I mean, and he's always gotten the proper reaction. You know, he's good at being a piece of shit, basically.
I wonder if that means he really is a piece of shit.
Lance Storm certainly likes to make us think he is.
Oh, Lance Storm. God, what should have been with Lance?
I mean, he was great. What's he up to these days? He's doing a podcast.
Storm? He's still training, I assume.
Yeah, he still has his school, Storm Wrestling Academy. But yeah, he does. I don't think he has his own podcast, but he's co with somebody. Maybe Brian Alvarez. Maybe
if it's a wrestling podcast, I'm sure it's Conrad Thompson.
No, it's actually not Conrad. It's like it's like
somebody other than Conrad could do
pretty
a
much, yeah, yeah. Who actually has a wrestling podcast that people listen to?
that's insane.
If you just look at Lance Storm's Twitter, okay. He usually plugs.
Says that in 2016 he was part of a podcast called "Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus."
Yeah, but that's I'm telling you, he's currently on one. Is what I'm saying. You don't have to look up and say, "Oh, he was one." Like, yeah, he does one. That's what I'm saying. He's known Don Callis for years, and that's why he always on Twitter. He always talks about how much of a POS he is, because that's Don's gimmick, and everybody wants to believe that he's really a POS. He's probably like really a super nice and helpful guy who wants to just do what he can and be best for the business and help young talent and all this stuff. But you know, he's good at playing a piece of shit.
Hey, did you see the fan that kicked his ass in AAA?
That beat up Don Callis?
Yeah.
No. But that's that heat, brother.
Yeah.
Like, jumped over the barricade and grabbed him and started just beating him up? Or was this, like, outside the venue?
It was, like, outside after the somewhere. Show. Yeah.
Damn, there you go. Keep the kayfabe, Mexico. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you were right. He does do one with Brian Alvarez.
I told you on Twitter. you just look at his Twitter, and he talks about it when, you know, after the shows come out, he says, hey, here's, you know, we talked about this, check it out. He does his good brother thing and plugs the show.
I like Lance. Lance was one of my favorite meets a couple years ago.
Yeah.
At WrestleCade.
Yeah.
He popped definitely my Rachel shirt.
There you go.
Hate Brian Alvarez. Fake Alvarez. Fight him for his name. Kick his ass.
My goodness.
Okay.
The way that was said makes it sound like it's your actual like thoughts you've been you know, festering on for years, not just like a silly bit.
Christ on a cracker.
I hate Brian Alvarez. He's a disgrace to the Alvarez name. Have you ever heard him on podcast?
No, I don't listen to podcasts.
The man does not have an original thought. Okay, first of all, 85% of the things that he says probably come from fart thoughts from Dave Meltzer. The other 15%. I just crap. I mean,
if the guy's signing the paychecks, you might want to put him over, brother.
Still, I mean, it's just he's an idiotic lunatic that unfortunately has, you know, the largest following because he teams up with the person that everybody deems a wrestling god. That knows everything, can't do no wrong. I mean, I ain't jelly, but I
John Bradshaw.
So, you know, power to him that has been able to con people for so long, but darn it.
He must be doing something right because he's getting paid to talk about it.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I ain't been paid in 10 years of this shit, so yeah, he's doing something better than me at least. Maybe I need to start conning people. Maybe that's my problem. I'm just straight shooting, brother.
Mm-hmm.
We don't shoot on this podcast, sir.
It's always shoot week. I always keep it close to the hip, man. I tell it like it is. Maybe that's my problem. I got to start lying, telling people what they want to hear.
Figure out what people want to hear. That's a different thing. If we were truly listening to what the people want to hear, we'd be talking more 1994, WCW, WWE.
No. Right. That's just you, sir. I don't think anybody else goes back and watches 1994. On purpose, at least.
Sir, I am a person. That means that the people want it. I am part
a person. A person means that a person wants it. People implies plural, sir.
And there's literally, you know, nobody.
There's literally nobody but you. You are the opposite of plural. You are single.
You say potato, I say tomato. You know.
I checked the stats on 1994 and on the Peacock, and it says that only one person's watched it. So I'm gonna assume that that's you. So no, nobody else wants it.
Multiple times on replay.
Hey, did y'all see history was made tonight?
Was it the most important night in wrestling history?
Yeah, because Gravity remembered Neville.
Did they bring out a guy dressed as Gravity and have him do that thing like WWE?
No, he wrestled a wrestler named Gravity.
Oh, that was the joke.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he like, is it a lucha guy with a mask, or is it just like...
Yeah, no, it's, you know, a lucha guy with a mask.
Like a legit guy who's been working as the name Gravity for years?
I don't know that much.
Serpent is like, as opposed to Serpentico wrestling under another mask. You know, Serpentico wrestles as three personas for AEW.
I did not know that.
He wrestles as John Cruz, and he also wrestles as Ben Deho.
So Gravity is a South African professional wrestler who has been Gravity for 16 years.
16 years. Wow. Well, I could see where he might have forgot him because, you know, Wales and and you know, South Africa are quite far apart from each other.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
They might have met once, and then he was like,
"Yeah."
They might have met once or something, you know, or like maybe he he'd only heard about him through a friend, and then just like, oh, he didn't, you know, couldn't put a name to the face, kind of thing. Maybe it was one of those.
And then they wrestled, and he was like, "Oh shit." This guy? I remember you now.
Wow.
Where's
the time gone?
Where's the time gone?
Now, I don't watch AEW every week.
Who does?
But I thought that Jack Perry was feuding with Hook.
He turned he turned heel.
Yeah, I thought he was feuding with Hook.
Yeah, he attacked.
And then he turned heel.
So then why face up with Jerry Lynn?
No. Jungle Boy or Jack Perry or whatever the fuck.
He turned heel by attacking Hook, his tag team partner.
Oh.
Shouldn't Jack Perry be having a face to face with Hook? Why is he having a face to face with Jerry Lynn?
Because nothing in All Elite Wrestling ever makes fucking sense. They won't touch on it again for another 8 weeks, and then all of a sudden they're going to be in the middle of a feud.
I just don't understand.
Well, maybe you know, Jerry tried to talk
every week, brother.
That's it. You gotta watch every and you gotta watch every single show, and you gotta, you know, follow the podcasts and the social medias to see everything so that you can
watch Being the Elite. Unrestricted. When the All Access comes back, you have to watch that.
Pardon me, but we're talking about the 200th episode of Dynamite, and you're advertising to me a face-off between Jack Perry and Jerry Lynn?
Sir, were just talking about how the world wants 94 WCW. Clearly, you're not watching Twitter. Which, that's all my Twitter is right now, is, oh my god, Jack Perry versus Jerry Lynn. The people clearly are screaming for it.
This is why Twitter sucks, and people should move over to Threads. But I digress. Twitter
or Threads is, but...
We talked about this last week. It's Facebook's... It's Facebook's version of X. Remember?
Yeah. Okay. No, it's still not important.
You can't call it Twitter anymore because Elon Musk changed the name to X.
Then why is the web page still twitter.com?
They haven't done the full changeover and all that yet.
I don't think you can go to x.com. I don't think that's a thing. And if it is, I'm gonna ruin my. Oh shit!
Yes.
That's hilarious. Is it? It's actually Twitter, right? Or is it?
Yeah, it links you. It still links you to Twitter.
Yeah. Well, that's because they unveiled the rebranding and said it's coming out in waves. So I'm guess because apparently it'll also since it's going to become X, like you're, and they're going to eventually do away with all the birds and all those those things. So the icon app is probably going to be this weird little X, this very generic X symbol.
It's just a random X symbol.
Yeah, it's just X with one side slightly bigger.
Yes,
I can't wait to watch my X videos.
Yeah, seeing all the X videos and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, how, what's on the X feed today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jerry Lynn on the 200th episode of AEW Dynamite.
The fans are clamoring for it, brother.
Oh, I just read, good brother Al Getz tweeted.
Jesus Christ, that's a name I haven't heard in 40
years. That's the thing, and I hadn't heard anything. I hadn't heard his name in a few years, at least.
He said, so if we're going with Zeet, like X-E-E-T, as a new place to replace tweet, how do we pronounce it? X-E-E-T. Exit.
Oh, I have cramp.
X to the Z exhibit would know probably.
I just recorded something where I told people to X eat me with any questions.
Ah.
I have a
Yes, Joe, this is a wrestling show. You missed the part where we talked about cheese and something else.
This is not a wrestling podcast. This is a podcast about how much we love Tristan Cassis and his piss missile that he hit to straightaway center field at Fenway Park tonight. Are you also a worshiper of Tristan Cassis?
That sounds made up.
Next week, just to piss off,
sounds like a gimmick name.
It's going to include a segment of Big Brother. Let's see.
You're going to include a Big Brother segment, and you didn't do mine and Mike Prime's shtick about Total Divas every week.
Yo, I would have legitimately joined in on that. Total Divas was legit my shit.
We were gonna be all fun and silly and like gossipy reality show people about it, and like, you know,
Patrick and Allison still quote. At that point, we were trying to be taken seriously. Okay,
nothing in life is serious. Don't take
professional wrestling is not serious. They're people in underpants pretending to hit each other. There's nothing serious about professional wrestling.
And girls wrestling for belts, and they're not even wearing pants.
Not even wearing pants.
What do you mean we're taking things seriously?
I just want to bring something else Cat Joe said here. Lynn and RVD were the shit. Always classic. Excited to see Lynn in the ring again. I don't think
that's what I'm saying.
He's clamoring for Jungle Boy. I'm telling you, the fans demand it.
And then when Perry attacks him and beats him up, he's going to get mega heat because, you know, Jerry had neck surgery and can't wrestle and all this stuff. Listen, that's what's going to end up being.
He is Jerry never recognized him and then, like, with a purple.
Listen, Perry's going to kick him in the dick or something. Yeah.
He is more recognizable to me right now with a purple mask on than he is looking like he does.
Sir, right? don't shit talk Mr. JL.
Mr. JL was
a staple.
Jerry's had that short hair for like 10 years. What are you talking about the way he looks now?
He has had long hair since mid-04.
He stopped wrestling regularly because
of hair. I haven't seen Jerry Lynn since he was in ECW.
Patrick's still watching 94 WCW while all this shit's going on.
Yeah. Jerry Lynn's been on television.
Jesus Christ.
Since when?
Exactly.
That's like me saying, what do you mean Kurt Angle doesn't have hair?
What?
Joe used to do a wrestling podcast, but he didn't have people who like to talk wrestling with him, apparently. This is what we call ourselves, the Friends of Wrestling. I made myself friends that actually like talking wrestling.
That's hilariously what Ashley calls it, because she for the longest time got confused. She's like, isn't it the Friends of Wrestling? And I'm like she's like, you guys are friends and you talk wrestling, right? I'm like, well, I mean,
no,
yeah,
we all met wrestling and we became friends.
There you go.
With wrestling, we're not friends with each other. We're just friends with wrestling.
Yeah.
Do you think we are friends, Eric?
Well, you bought me nachos, so. We
all love wrestling. Wrestling's amazing. I've been watching wrestling since 1992.
Me too, technically.
Yeah. That's when I moved to wrestling. That's a lie. It's probably, 1994.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching wrestling longer than you. That's crazy.
Well, you lived in this country longer than me, okay? I was also born
in 92. Come on.
I didn't know how to speak English till 1995.
You don't need to know how to speak English to love professional wrestling.
I fell in love with it because of a video game I played in Peru. Because I can never see this thing.
They have
first wrestling show I ever watched was WrestleMania 9. So what?
Graves. Okay, sorry.
Have a great night, Joe.
Bye.
Subscribe. feel free to subscribe and listen to some of the old shows. We're going to be putting up the newer shows soon. Yeah.
We'll see you on Friday when Tristan Casas hits another piss missile against San Francisco.
We'll see you Thursday at Thunder.
Let's see what else is scheduled for this 200th special event, the episode. Let's see here. John Moxley, Trent Beretta, and Penta El Cero Miedo in an Anything Goes match.
So John Moxley's going to bleed. Got it.
You mean they're not going to have a Wet and Wild Weapons match or whatever? Mm-hmm. The Girls Gone Wild Weapons match? They're not going to do that?
No. Chris Jericho, Konosuke, Takeshita. I don't know how to say his last name. Versus Daniel Garcia and Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara, bro. Did we end the Jericho thing? Are they not friends anymore? Did they break up?
They've been playing that thing for like it's pretty sure what they did this whole mixed tag team thing.
The Jag thing is done. Dunny done done.
Yeah,
we'll see. Didn't Big Boy take his leave already? What's his name?
Hager.
Real American.
Jack Swagger.
Swagger.
Mm-hmm. Check 1-2.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
he already.
Check right, this boy. Shit out. God, that was such a shitty thing.
I know. And then he would always like drop down and do a push up or something. Oh, on your knee, and he drops down to the cool push ups. Like, but you're not on your knee. And then he'd come out like shaking his head, all pumped up and stuff.
I hate wrestling so much, but I also love it so much.
Yeah. There's a lot of awesome, terrible stuff in wrestling. Yeah.
What we need to do. We need to do a 2-hour podcast one day about just wrestling themes, period.
Yeah.
We can start in the 90s and just work our way up and, you know.
Gotta do the I think we might even have to go earlier than 90s. You know, we gotta catch Jive. Yeah, we gotta catch like Jive Soul Bro and stuff.
A Jive Soul Bro.
Man, let me eat my yard bird in peace. And he tries to run from the chick.
I saw a fucking meme about Slick and the yard birds earlier. Oh, fuck. Now I need to find it.
Watch the full music video for Jive Soul Bro where Slick sits down at Kentucky Fried Chicken and orders from a waiter and then tries to run out on the bill.
I'm actually pulling this up right now.
Jive Soul Bro. Jive Soul Bro. He ain't nothing but a Jive Soul Bro.
Slick is so underrated. What a great
man. Yeah.
Oh, we're starting out with him eating some chicken. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He goes to Kentucky Fried Chicken and he's sitting there smacking on this big old piece of chicken and then like it's so borderline racist. It's only not racist because he probably came up with the idea because he thought it would be fucking funny. Like he's this shifty low class, you know, stereotype of a sort of black person. Bucket. And then somebody comes to hassle him and he's like, "Man, let me eat my yard bird in peace." Yard bird.
This is the fanciest looking fucking KFC.
That's what I'm saying. There's like a waiter and there's a nicely dressed waiter and stuff.
Oh my, what is happening? Hey, yo, that chicken looked good though. I did say I wanted some chicken strips. I need a 24-hour restaurant around here.
Which reminds me, speaking of, are you?
There's a place called the Waffle House where all your dreams come true.
There's no chicken strips at the Waffle House.
I mean,
they can cut you a chicken breast and cut into strips for you if you ask them nicely.
I don't know.
I mean, they ain't gonna be breaded like chicken. They ain't gonna be breaded chicken fingers or anything.
New Kentucky Fried Chicken, oven roasted chicken. Oh shit, he playing the drums with that chicken, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's this so like bad like racist depiction of a you know, a Southern black guy. Like he's just like low class, he's like, you know, playing, he's just crazy loving that fried chicken, you know, like just
okay, slick, look at that hat.
That's what I'm saying. He was like a, he was basically like a pimp, man.
That was he was the godfather before the godfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have went off the rails tonight.
Talking about slick daddy. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she threw a vase at him. Damn. All
right. Well, while you are entertaining yourself with the video, Danny, yes, night sir. 5 of the G1 climax.
We're chugging along, man. We're chugging along.
Chug, chug, chug. All right. Live from Nagoya, Niigata, Japan. We go to night 5. Yoshihashi defeated Tangaloa. Gabe Kidd defeated Ren Narita. Guido Khan defeated OP. Chase Owens defeated Hikuleo. Will Ospreay defeated Kenta. Kaito Kiyomiya defeated Shota Umino, Kara defeated Taishi, and Sonata defeated Yota Tsuji. Of course, Umino and Kiyomiya go the 20-minute draw. Night 6, Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Aleph Coughlin. Tomatonga defeated Mickey Nichols. Goto defeated Shane Haste. Eddie Kingston defeated Hinari. What a beat done on that one. Naito versus defeated Yano. Shingo defeated Ishii. Jeff Cobb defeated Tanahashi. And Finley defeated Evil as we got a little bit of a fight between Bullet Club.
Between the House of Torture and the War House of Torture and the War Dogs, yeah. I mean, that was good, the way they've been talking about that. Like, they didn't know, you know. Like, House of Torture has kind of always been their own thing in Bullet Club and don't always play so nicely with the other side. You know, they kind of only want to team with House of Torture and tag matches and this kind of thing. So I liked the way that was kind of built as like, where do they lie? I guess we'll see. And they had the big standoff and both sides out there and choking each other and beat, you know, hitting each other with kendos and all this kind of stuff. Just crazy wild brawl. You know, but David Finlay, yeah, got the win and kind of, you know, out-eviled Evil, of course, using the underhanded tactics and these kind of things to gain himself a victory. And there was no attempt at a reconciliation. You know, it wasn't like, okay, get up, Bullet Club Brother 2, and all this shit. He was just like, ha, I gotcha. You know, that's, you know, I'm the fucking dude. And then, you know, like, Evil was the fuck out the ring. Evil wasn't going to hang around and try to shake his hand. So, you know, some questions answered, some not.
Right. All right, let's go over the last two nights we've gotten so far. Did you watch last night's?
I didn't watch last night this morning's. I didn't think there was one. I thought today was an off day.
No, they had one. Okay. I watched it either, but... Night 7, Will Ospreay defeated Great Okan. Umino defeated Gabe Kidd. Kenta defeated Taishi. Tsuji defeated Owens. ELP defeated Tangaloa. Hikuleo defeated Ren Narita. Okada defeated Yoshihashi. Sonata defeated Kaito Kiyomiya. And today's, we had Evil defeated Hinari. Alex Coughlin defeated Goto. Shingo defeated Nichols, Tanahashi defeated Yano, Ishii defeated Eddie Kingston. Can't wait to get your thoughts on that one when you see it.
Yeah. You know, we saw the first meeting live.
Tom Dunn, Finley, Jeff Cobb, Zach Sabre Jr. Obviously in your main event, Jeff Cobb with the win. But yeah, those two have just been putting us on bangers the last couple of years. So after 8 days so far, I want to say we're not in the middle. We're probably almost at the middle of the tournament right now.
We've crossed the middle line. There's only seven block matches for each competitor. That means there would only be 14 nights total, and then you break it down to the playoff finals and semifinals and finals. So there'll be 14 shows, and number eight is so just
halfway
crossed.
There.
Yeah.
Lidi Blanke is your champ Sonata with 8 points. In second place with 5 points, Kaito Kiyomiya. B block, Okada with 8 points. Will Ospreay with 6 points. There's a few people with 4 points for both blocks, so it's still anybody's game. Block C, David Finley, Evil, and Tamatonga all with 6 points. Kingston and Shingo with 4 points, so still anybody's game.
It's LA Knight's game.
And Block D, Jeff Cobb has 8 points. Zack Sabre Jr. has 6. Naito and Goto and Tanahashi and Haste with 4. Still too early to tell, but I don't think Shane is going to get far. So let's see if Tanahashi can climb up and get closer. Which, not that total of an order. Tanahashi still has, I mean, he's got Naito, Goto, and Coughlin left. So he's just, you know, match being Naito. But if he can beat Goto and Coughlin, that will put him up there, give him a chance, a shot, possibly. But yeah, I mean, Finley, pretty much, I think. He got matches against Kingston, Shingo, and Hinares. So tough end of the road for Finley here. If he's gonna, I mean, having to get through those three guys to stay on top. That's okay. No tall order. Evil still has to face Ishii, Shingo, and Nichols. So. The B block. Oh yeah, no. And see Jeff Cobb. Also, who's currently leading? He's got Goto, Yano, and Haste left. So not to say that I'm easier route, but it's there. The B block. Okada has Kenta, Ospreay, and Tungaloa left. So. I mean, I'm not going to just call Law an easy win, but Kenta and Ospreay are definitely going to be tough for Okada. And who's behind him? Ospreay. Ospreay's got Okada left, Tungaloa, and ELP. So see how that one rolls. And Block A, Sonata has Owens, Narita, and Gate Kid left. And Kimia has Hikuleo, Narita, and Gate Kid. So, still anybody's games. Of course, the top two of each block will make it to the elimination tournament.
Playoffs, brother.
We're halfway there. We've had some great matches. The Kirk and Holm ones. I mean, seeing Eddie Kingston, the Cork and Hole versus Tommy Hiro Ishii. Man. The man's living a dream.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at in the G1. Of course, a lot of more mathematics left to come because we know New Japan does not like to make it simple for us. They'll keep us guessing till the very end. So, We shall see. But oh yeah, all roads lead to Dominion, and then the, you know, Wrestle Kingdom, which is back to one night next year. It's fun. What has been going on? Okay, I want to ask you this question, guys. The Bloodline. Hottest thing for years. I mean, you got Sammy feeling Uzi, all this kind of stuff. You know, has it gone
too
long?
No.
Fans are still deeply invested. I mean, like you said, the ratings have kind of been doing well. So
yeah,
the ratings have been going well on the Raw side. I mean, SmackDown only gets the Tribal Chief once a month, maybe two, if it's closer to a preview live event.
SmackDown just had the highest rated show on Fox Sports 1 that they've ever had.
But again, an advertised Tribal Chief.
Well, I mean, you're not just not going to advertise him.
No Tribal Chief. I don't know if the ratings do as well.
Well, that's not the point we're talking about, though.
No, you asked if it was...
If the Bloodline was going on too long. And
And it's that's, not.
It's not, because everybody's invested. People are watching. People are talking about it. They're excited about it. You know, anything that I see when people are talking about WWE, if it's not talking about Judgment Day, they're talking about the Bloodline.
Right. So, do you guys think it ends at SummerSlam?
I mean,
maybe for now, but I don't think it's going to be over.
Yeah. It's too long a build to just have it end with one kind of match, you know, because technically the guys are related.
It's not just any kind of match.
I know. It's a wild weapons match.
Tribal combat match.
Is that like the Punjabi prison where you got to climb over those spike sticks and stuff?
I think it just means that everything's allowed.
The winner gets recognized as a tribal chief.
I think it means everything's allowed, but there's not supposed to be any kind of interference or anything, because they kind of were hinting around it.
Is it kind of like that Black Panther fight with Michael B. Johnson?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a good...
With sticks and stuff or whatever?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of like a good analogy.
It's just like the king and the challenger, nobody interferes, they just watch.
Yeah.
And then they bow before
that. Shuri tried to like interfere, and her mom's like, you can't interfere, he'll get disqualified.
Mm-hmm. So is The Rock's mom going to be there?
Probably. Rock will probably be there too.
You think he'll be in Detroit?
Maybe. It ain't like he's got fuck all else going on right now, because he can't do shit in Hollywood.
Why couldn't they go on strike around WrestleMania season?
Because they're probably still going to be on strike at WrestleMania season.
One could only hope. From your mouth to somebody's ears.
I mean, they keep calling out Rock's name on SmackDown, so it wouldn't shock me. Like, Grayson Waller's been shooting his shit with The Rock for like 3 weeks
on the tweeters and such. Yeah,
Tribal Combat though sounds very definitive, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it's not really. I mean, they're related. Like, there's that you can't really separate these guys, you know, too strongly after this. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the blow off for the feud for now. But yeah, I definitely think that the storyline continues in some variety. Like, it might not be the same, but it's going to continue.
I think it's just we're going to move in a different direction right now. I don't necessarily think it's over, but,
Well, I mean, there's been talk
for a long time of Roman wanting to take time off when he eventually dropped the title. And, you know, we kind of speculated about that.
Well, he is doing that right now, right? I mean, he's basically has a part-time contract.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to, you know, there's this big storyline. He doesn't just want to leave in the middle of it. So that's why he was waiting until he reached a point that didn't need him for a while.
So I know we usually wait for predictions for the week off, but
it's next week, and who knows if we're actually going to be on next week.
That's right. So let's look at it now. SummerSlam.
The biggest part of the summer.
Let's start at the top. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso in a tribal combat for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship and the title of Tribal Chief.
As much as we just said it was a no DQ match, I think it ends in a disqualification.
You think like somebody else kind of interferes and it's like
Solo's going to run in and fuck shit up.
Okay, so no title change then.
Because Roman doesn't need to lose the title. Jey really doesn't need to lose the match. It's kind of essentially like it was at Mania. It's a no-win situation. Because, you know, you don't want Roman to lose to Cody, but you also don't want Cody to lose to Roman. But it's kind of along the same token here. You don't want Roman to lose the title, but you don't want Roman to lose to, or you don't want Jey to lose. So,
but why don't you want Roman to lose the title?
Because he's the biggest star that you have in the company.
Does he need the title, though? Or does the title need him?
Neither, but... I mean, you're already on this historic pace. Please, let's hurry up and beat Hulk Hogan's record, and then you can take it off of him. Because fuck that guy.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, Roman's going to find a way to retain the title.
Well, he can still retain it by disqualification.
Yeah, it's not going to change hands on disqualification. That's not the WWE rule.
You know what? No, I'm going the other way. I think Jey Uso is going to win.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
1474 is Hogan. Where are we at on Roman's reign?
Isn't that that sounds almost like his name?
That's because it is his name.
So stupid. Oh, he's still got about 400 days. Okay, so he's got to be champ until WrestleMania. Okay.
And next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah. He's got to be champion until next year's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
To get dude, an extra 365 days is a year.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't think so. I think that Roman is going to get humbled. He's going to leave. He's going to be beat up. He's going to be gone for a while. And then he's going to come back in January. They're going to put the Rocky-esque type videos back up. He's going to win, the Royal Rumble.
Again, for the third time?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
But listen, he'll do some baby face that the people want to cheer for. All right, Ricochet versus Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, fuck Ricochet.
What do you have against Ricochet?
He's boring.
I was going to say Ricochet, but you can only beat Logan Paul so many times. No, yeah. I mean, I want to.
I prefer Prince Puma.
Yeah. Funny he had more charisma when he was wearing a mask.
Yeah, I know, right? That's insane.
It's not the same thing they said about Jerry Lynn.
No.
Oh, that's what I heard.
We're not going to disrespect Mr. JL.
Gunther versus Drew McIntyre.
Gunther.
Yeah, absolutely. Ain't nobody gonna. He needs to dominate for a while more.
Yeah, Drew don't need that belt, but I mean, yeah. It's gonna be a good match. But Drew don't need
the belt. Yeah, they're gonna beat the tar out of each other. Yeah, but definitely Drew doesn't need that. He's over without the championship, and he was at a as the top champion and chasing that title for so long. It's almost kind of like a step down for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Kind of. Sort of. Yeah. But you know his last feud was for the Intercontinental title. So I mean, I mean, at this point, I believe at least the Intercontinental title has been elevated to a big deal again. The United States title still can get thrown in the trash can.
Who's the US champion?
Theory. And Theory. He can get thrown in the trash can too. So I don't necessarily see wrestling for the Intercontinental title is a step down anymore. I think Gunther's elevated that bastard.
Well, through his reign. So yeah, defeating chasing and defeating him would definitely be a big victory in itself, and then of course you say, oh, well, you try to continue to make the Intercontinental seem more important.
But Gunther's so close to beating Honky Tonk, man. Can we just take Honky Tonk out of the fucking history?
That's what I'm saying, that, that's what I'm saying. Drew doesn't need the championship necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Now, if it was Austin Theory, he could beat the fuck out of that guy.
I wish I could take Austin Theory, put him in a crate, and ship him off to OVW.
I wish we could take Austin Theory, put him in a cell, and lock him in jail because he's a sexual predator. But, that's not my business.
Speaking of, Women's Championship match, Asuka defense versus Charlotte.
What does any of that have to do with a sexual predator?
That's not appropriate segue. Speaking about, it's the women's match now. Huh?
Wow. What the fuck?
I know. I'm in awe of the match too, right? Asuka, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair. Star power. I'm going to go with the underdog here. I want to see Asuka retain.
I don't think Asuka's the underdog.
Against Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair.
She's getting real. Bianca for the title.
Asuka's been wrestling longer
than both. I know. I'm just telling you.
It's been Charlotte and Bianca trying to one up each other for the most part. That's it. They're both saying, "Oh, I deserve to have the championship shot," etc. Bianca saying, "Hey, I've had to fight and work for everything. Where you get handed, that kind of thing." Asuka's she's not the underdog. She's just the one with the least focus on.
Which is why she's going to win.
Yeah, which is why she's going to win. She's going to, she's going to be kind of this, the tweener, tweener that she is, kind of leading more tweener heel right now, to where she'll just kind of let them wear each other out and then just come in and kind of pick the scraps and get a win.
Yeah.
We stand, Asuka.
All right, well, I will Asuka. How about you guys? You guys Asuka too?
Yep.
Yes.
Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
The Rumble. You
got to get the booking, baby. It's Cody's time to win now.
Brock's going to win because Bray Wyatt's going to interfere and cost Cody the match, and then they're going to feud.
Cody's going to finish this part of the story.
Boy, he sure has been writing this book for a while. He needs to...
It's kind of a choose your own adventure book. And he's kind of stuck in that loop where it just kind of like you go back and forth and you're just kind of, you end up reading that same chapter like 9 times. He's not in that spot. He can't remember the sequence to get you towards the end.
He's just trying to work on the cover of the book.
Is Brandy trying to help him? That might be part of the problem.
Just an image of Pharaoh should be all that we need to.
I know we're disappointed in it all, but the official word came out today that Brandy Rhodes has retired in ring competition.
I felt like she did that quite some time ago, didn't she?
We've only been asking for that for years.
Some time ago.
And I know it's going to break everybody's heart because.
No, but I'm saying, like, legitimately, I thought she had kind of stated that previously.
No.
That today is not an official.
She might have, but. It was reiterated apparently on a podcast today.
I mean, truly, one of the unsung heroes of professional wrestling. Amazing in-ring abilities and skills. You know, rivaled by none.
She definitely had the adrenaline in her soul.
Well, it was sexually transmitted. She wasn't born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
And, Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Finn's got to finish his story, brother. And that's defeating Rollins for a championship and actually being able to defend it.
Damian Priest.
You think Damian Priest is going to cash in?
Yep.
Before or after the match is over?
I was going to say before the match is officially over, then it makes it a three-way.
I believe that he is going to cash it in after Balor wins. Okay. And thus effectively ending the Judgment Day as we know it.
They just can't stay loyal to one leader, can they?
Pretty much
they don't fact need Balor anymore.
They kind of split and break. They don't need a...
That's the problem is when they were first establishing Judgment Day as
it was Finn Balor trying to shine light on some younger people, basically. And
Edge started it, and then they got Balor, and then Balor started it.
But I'm saying that it was about elevating these two younger people.
But now if you look at it,
they're two of the hottest acts in the company right now.
Yeah. Rhea's already Women's World Champion. Dom Dom is NXT North American Champion. What's his name?
Priest is Mr. Money in the Bank, baby.
Senior Money in the Bank. Balor's kind of done his job. Nobody really wants to boo Balor. I think that this is where it ends. I could be totally wrong. I'm usually not, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned. That's a week from this Sunday. No, a week from this Saturday.
Okay.
Live from Detroit, Michigan?
Rock City.
I can go get some wings and watch that. Wings sound really good.
Now, SummerSlam is closer to Rhode Island than Great American Bash.
Closer to Sturgis, yes. To bring it back to an earlier bit, yeah.
Detroit, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Peacock. Watch it live. Watch it after the fact. Subscribe if you for new. Subscribe to Peacock. You can subscribe and get like a month free or something like that. Sign up before you for the increase in prices. I hear they're raising the prices of the Peacock. They're changing the standard price to $5.99. They're raising the premium to $11.99. So
that's a whole dollar.
technically it's $2 from 10 to 11.99. Just $2.
It's already $10.99.
Is it? I thought it was $9.99.
No, that was the WWE Network.
Well, that's where I paid $9.99 for the thingy thing. Anyways, order like I did, just get the whole year up front. Might be a better deal. But yeah, that is all for today. We will be back next week, unlike Eric's pessimism. I think Eric was the one that questioned it, but whatever. My apology, we were standing. Unlike the pessimism on this cast, we'll be back next Wednesday night.
After Big Brother.
An hour after Big Brother, live on the
FW Radio. So watch Big Brother and then marinate in it for an hour and then come chat Big Brother with us, and maybe we'll talk about Tristan Cass's last three piss missiles that he's going to have hit since then. So it'll be a great show.
So subscribe. Subscribe on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you can get podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at FOW Radio. Danny's on Twitter at NeedDannyFNDanger. Eric's on Twitter at EJ423X. Mika's on Twitter at Mika Villas. I'm on Twitter at YellowmanPA. And until next time, keep watching wrestling.